From my chazizim, we have the posik that Shalom Hashem moto be'ez malka ish Hashem eiser chazizim umetar geshem yitilem le'ish eiser vasode. So the Rebbein Shalom will give sen chazizim. So the Gemara asks, my chazizim, Omar Rav Yehuda Perchais. Chazizim are perches. Omar Rav Yochanan, simin lemoto perches. That if there are perches, there are flying clouds, so this is a simin lemoto. My perches, Omar Rav Pope, eivo klishe, tusi eivo semichte. This is a thin cloud, which it seems it attaches itself to the thick cloud. So, this thin cloud, that's called perches. What does Rashi say? Rashi makes a girsa over here. Dittusi, that means the thin cloud that is underneath. Rashi says over here, Eve hachi gasinen eve klishe dittusi eve smichte, the thin cloud that gets underneath the thick cloud. The tusi eva klapa yaoretz. This is underneath the cloud. This is facing the earth. This cloud is facing the earth and attaches itself, it seems, to this thick cloud. Amar Rav Yehuda, nehila mekame mitre. Nehila is if a thin rain comes. Mehila is really used for flour which is sieved, which is very thin. So we call rain, which is similar to sieved flour, Mehila. Mehila mikame mitre. So first it comes a thin rain, and then you have thicker drops. It comes down stronger. So that is a simen osi mitre. That means there'll be a lot of rain. You can expect a lot of rain. Boso mitre, if you have first strong rain was falling, and then it tapers, and it becomes, you just have now a thin rain falling, that is a simen posik mitre. That means that the rain is going to stop soon. Mikame mitre, ose mitre, now explains himself. If the thin rain comes first, and then the rain with koyach falls down, so that's a simen, there'll be a lot of rain. V'simonech mohulte. The simen is a sieve. I will see a machlikis Rashi and Taisvis exactly what the simen is. Boso mitre, if the nehile comes after it started raining strong, then it starts tapering down. Posik mitre, the basa mitre, posik mitre, v'simonech charye de izi, the tzoye of izim. Now let us see Rashi. Nehile, so the word nehile is kemoi kitme nehile. We have such a expression of ashes which are put through a sieve and they're very thin particle, shehidake. So nehila means something that was sieved. Gishomim dakim, here we are speaking about thin drops of rain. Kikimche nehila, which is similar to sieved flour. Shehidake, which is thin. Haboim mitchila, which comes first. Haboim mitchila, if this came first, lemoto, before the strong rain. Bachalkach b'moto, and afterwards started raining strong. So that is a simen osi mitre. Gshamim yordim l'roif. The gshamim will be yordim l'roif, will be a lot of rain. Ve'ein poiskin maher, and it won't end soon. Avol b'moto t'chile. But if it started raining strong in the beginning, umaschilim dakin lovoy, and now it starts tapering down, So poiski miyad. Then we know that is a simon that it's going to stop soon. Now the Gemara brings a simon. If the nehila is first, it's like mahulte. So the simon is like a sieve. Shemetchila yoytze kemachdak. So when you start sieving the flour, so first the very thin flour falls through the holes of the sieve. Ulbesayf subin gasin, and then later, when you shake it a little more, then the thicker psoilus falls through. So the simen to a sieve is that, just like we say, first the thin rain drops, and then the thicker drops are going to come, the strong rain is going to come. So that's similar to the actions of a sieve, that first the thin flour falls through, and then the thicker subim fall through the sieve. And, but if it's the other way around, so it's similar to charye de izi, reye shel izi, the tzoye of izim. Betchila yoitza gasa, as soon as it starts coming out, it is large, it is thick. Lebesoif dako, and by the end, it gets thin, or poisik, and then we know that's the end of the heitzoas tzoya of the izin. Let us see, but there's a problem in Rashi, even though Rashi is telling us the moshel by mahulta, that by a sieve, first the thin particles fall through, and then later, after shaking it, some of the thicker particles fall through. That is true in the Seder, the thin comes before the thick, but the Moshe L'Chayre is not similar to the rain. By us, by a sieve, the Psoilus is not wanted. The Iker is the beginning, thin particles that fall through. The Psoilus that fall through eventually is not wanted and not important. By the rain, it is punkfakelt, the thin rain that falls. That is not the ikar. The ikar is the stronger rain that is falling. So memele, that's why Taisvis has a different shot than Rashi. Let us see Taisvis. Nehile mikame mitre. Perish geshem dak. First you have a thin rain. Visimonech mohulte. And the simon is, if you want to remember, so the simon is a sieve. Perish. Shemetchile yoytze apsoilus. So Taisus says differently. That by a sieve, first the psoilus falls out. First the unimportant thing falls through. Vachakach asoilus. And then the soilus falls through. Now, so Taisus is saying the exact opposite, that first the subin falls, and then the seilus falls. Now Rashi says the Metzius is the opposite way, and L'chere Rashi is 100% right, because if you have small holes, so first the thinner particles fall through, and then the thicker particles fall. Taisus says fakel. So Taisus says, Shloihoyu oisin kemoida of dinen ha'idne. They did not sieve the flour the way we do it now. Now, they had a different process. Now, Taisa says, what was their process? Elohoyu koisishin hachitim b'machteshes. They used to grind the chitim b'machteshes, but really, I think Shat and Taisa says as follows. Now this process of Ksisha, I think, did not exactly grind everything together. No, this Ksisha separated the Subim me'alachitim. V'chihavu meragdim al gabi nofe, and now they used to sieve this al gabi nofe, ha'yapsoilas asubim shalav yoytze l'chadchile. That fell off first. So I think Taisus means to say as follows. Taisus says that they did different than we do. And Taisus says, what did they do? They that the Subim became completely separated from the Chitim. Now, I think Taisus means as follows. The way we do now, the way Rashi's Moshul is, they grind everything together, so you have mixed up the everything, the flour and the Subim, everything is there. So now, if you'll start putting this through a sieve, so first the thinner particles will fall through, and then the Subim will fall through, so the Subim comes later. That's how Rashi said it. Taisus did not like this Moshul, because in the Nimshul, the good thing comes later, not the unwanted thing comes later. So Taisus, I think, means to say as follows, that Bizman Chazal, they first used to completely separate the Subim from the kernels. And when they were, after they were separated, so then they put this into a sieve, and the purpose of this sieve was only to separate the Subim from the kernels. So first came out, so this was the first process of sieving sifting, and this was done, but they were separating the Subim from the kernels. So first the thick psilis came out. Then they ground the kernels, and then the flour came out, then the psilis came out. I think that is pshat in Taisus. Charye de izi, de rei perish rei shel izim, shebetchile rei godu, shepeisekes, and when it's about then, matrezes zevel dak. So that is the similarity to first you have the motel and then the nehila, and that is a simon that it, things are going to stop. Ule ikla le bovel. Ule once visited bovel. Chaza perchek so he saw these flying clouds. Omalohu panu mani. Take away the kalim which are outside. They shouldn't, it's going to rain now. Everything's going to get wet. But the begodim, the hashta osimitra, it's going to rain. The soif le osimitra, the lemaise didn't rain. Omar, so there was a very interesting phenomenon, the clouds came and it didn't rain. Amakihechi, the mishakri bavloi, ochi mishakri mitrayu. Just like the bavloim are shakronim, so the rain is also Meshaker. So others say Pshat Avos Eison says Pshat in this Gemara. We heard before that rain comes Bischusa Muna. Ela Bishvil Ein Gshamim Yodim. We hear on the Pchesim Medal of Ein Gshamim Yodim Ela Bishvil Balei Amune. Balei Amune, Rashi said Pshat, means that these are trustworthy people. They do business, the emes, and that's the Taish Balei Amune. So if the people in Bavel were shakronim, they were not honest people, they're not trustworthy people, so the Smida Keneged Mida, so it doesn't rain. That's how the Avos Eison says Pshat. Ben Yoyodo says a very interesting Pshat. He says he brings the Gemara in Beye that the people in Bavel were very stingy. They were, so he brings the Gemara in Mesechtes Beye. They were not Meisnim Tzedokim. He says, we start off the Haggadah by saying, why do we say it Beloshen Arami? Because it originated in Bavel, and that was the language that was spoken then. He says, they start off the Haggadah with a very elaborate invitation, Kol Dichvin, Kol Ditzrich, but the doors are shut. They have no intention. If the Gemara says in Beit that they were very stingy people, they didn't keep tzedakah, so it only remained with the beginning of the Seder. It was only a ceremony, not more than that. So he said, so that's why, so he says, so they're shakronim, ki eichid ha meshakri bavloi, so ochi meshakri mitrayu. Ule ikla lebovu. Chozi Moli Tzani de Tamri Bezuze. Now, when he visited Bovel, he saw that one can get a full basket of dates Bezuze for Azuz, which was very cheap. Omar, so that means that one can live in Bovel. The price of food is very cheap. So you don't need too much of an overhead to exist in Bovel. Omar, Mole Tane de Dufshe Bezuze, you can buy a full basket of dvash of tmorim for one zuz. Ubavloi loy oski bireise. That means he felt that the Babloim were giving too much time to make parnosa. They were sacrificing too much time. So if food is very expensive, so it's understandable. So you have to take off time from learning in order to be able to purchase food. But if you can buy a moly tzane de tamri bezuzi, so he had a critic on them on the time they give away for making parnosa, and that time they could learn. That was their time, his time. And he went and purchased, this was a bargain, Tana de Tamri Bezuzi, he purchased one and he ate it and he was, in fact, he was very pleased with the oifen that one can exist in bubble with you have to pay too much for sustenance, for living there. Balailya Tsaru. That was, so by eating it was very good, but by night he had pain. The tamorim brought with it a lot of shulshul. So then he realized that it was not the way he had pictured it in the beginning. Omar, mole tane de sakine bezuze. That means you buy a basket full of knives. That means this is very painful. Ubavloi oski b'raisa, that they realized fakert, this is what they have to eat, and this is very painful. So you don't, so he says, fakert, so the amount of time they are wasting b'teir is gewaldik choshev. So Mamele, he wasn't criticizing them, he was complimenting them. Let us see Rashi, the tamri dvash oisin mehen. If the upkeep in the bubble is so little, so it could be Isaac forever. You don't have to sacrifice so much time to get panosa. Sarino bishulshu. The Amrinin, the Tairi, the Amri, Tamri, Mashachnon. The Gemara says that tamorim warm up the person umishalshul and bring shilshul. And then he said, "Molitzane de sakine bezuzu shemiter shaloi kanoisem bezoil." Since lamaisi can get it very cheap, oichle meim harbe umetzare noisa. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tanya. Rabbi Elezer Omer, Kol Ha'olam Kulo, Kuloi Mimeme Ukiyonis Ushoise. Rabbi Elezer said that the rain originates from the bodies of water on the earth. That means the Atlantic, the oceans, the rivers, and from this water, it evaporates and it forms into clouds, and then later, eventually, it becomes rain again. That the rain comes from the bodies of water which are existent on this world. The cloud is yalam in ha'oretz. So the Pasuk says, the seder, how rain works. Omale Rabbi Yeshua Esta Makasha, Bloy Meme Ukionis Muluchinheim. If the water, the rainwater originates from the Kionis, from the Atlantic, so it's salty. a pasha we can learn shot, and we see rainwater is not salty. We see a machlekes habikaveger and Rashi. So, Amaloi. So Rabbi Leza answered him, "Mas maskin ba'oven." That's true. The water, when it comes into the clouds in the beginning, so it's taka salty. But the in the clouds alone, there's a process that eliminates the salt from the water, that separates the salt from the water, and that's why we have water is sweet. Rabbi Yeshua Oima Kolo Oilam Kuloi Mimayim Ol Yoinim Hushayse. Rabbi Yeshua is Choylik and Rabbi Leza, he holds that the rainwater comes from the Mayim Ol Yoinim. We have in Pashas Bereshis, there was a Rekiyah that was Mavdol Ben Amayim Lemoyim. There's Mayim Ol Yoinim, and then there's Mayim Atachtoinim, and the Rekiyah is in the middle. Mayim Ol Yoinim and Rashi brings down in Chumash, just like the same distance from the Rikiyah to the Mayim Atachtoinim, the Mayim Ol Yoinim, and the resting are not, nothing is holding them up, there's just a space between the Mayim Ol Yoinim. The Ramban in Bereishis, he just says he won't speak about the Mayim Ol Yoinim because this is from the Seder Sabriyeh. So don't expect for him to say any biuramanda, but there is such a thing of mayim hol yainim. And Rabbi Yeshua says that these mayim hol yainim, the rain originates from them. And he brings a raya, shenema limtar hashamayim tishtemayim. That the motto originates from the shamayim. Elomani mekayim ve'ed yalem in ha'oret. So what do you do ve'ed yalem in ha'oret? Belamed she'anonim mizgabrim bo'olim l'rekiyah. That means the cloud goes up. U'poyschin piyem kenoit. And then it opens up and it receives the mayim hol yoinim. It's mekabel the mayim hol yoinim. ומקבלים מימותו, שנאמר, יוזויקו מותו לעדוי, that it pours out the water into the clouds. That means the water originates from the Mayim Ol Yoinim, and it enters the clouds. The Ben Yoyodo says that the Mayim Ol Yoinim bimkoimom are zicha Mayim Ruchniyim, and there are too many processes when it enters the clouds, then it becomes nizgashim and becomes gashmiyistik emayim. But al koponim, that's because ve'ed yalim in the oretz, it's yalim in the oretz to get closer to the mayim ol yoinim, and the source of mayim is from the mayim ol yoinim. Umenukoveis hein kikavoret. And this mayim is the clouds are menukiv kikavore. They are like a sieve. Uboys from machashreis mayim al gabi karke, and from these clouds it rains on the karke. Shnemar cheshchas mayim oveishchokim. Bein bein tipol etipol kamolei nimo. And between each drop, there's a space the size of a hair. And the Gemara says in Baba Basra, if the droplets would touch one another, that would be detrimental to the earth. So therefore, this space is between one drop and the other drop. That is what the Gemara says. Then we'll see later the Maila. Of this Gvaldik Amayla that Kamalei Nime. So in Yalkut Yeshaya, he brings down that's what the Gemara says, that the clouds are Manukovis Ein Kikavore, that the clouds are like a sieve. So he says Pshat Beim Essen des Akasche. Why do you need clouds in Ganzen? Bishloime, if the water comes milamato, so it seems the fakout, that the aid yale min haoretz fakout, that's the, it's coming up from the bodies of water on this earth. So that comes into the clouds and eventually becomes rain. But if the source of water is the mayim hol yoinim, so you have mayim hol yoinim, they're coming down, this process is what's changing them perhaps from ruchnistika water to gashmistika water, very good, but al koponim, why do you need clouds if the source of water is milamailo? So that's why the Gemara is saying you need the clouds to separate the drops. That means the drops are not, that means if it would come straight from the Pelegmayim we had before, that there's bodies of water, Lamailo, and that's the Mayim Olyonim. So if it would come down like this, there'd be nothing that would separate the droplets. So that's why we, Umunakov is saying Kikavore, that the clouds in themselves are menukiv, that separates the chelke yamayim into drops, and that is she'ein bein bein tipa l'tipa ele kemolei nima. Before we go further, let us see Rashi. Rashi says, mimei mei ukiyonis, Kloima mimayim shel mata, v'loy mimayim shel mailo, shenema ve'eid yale min ha'oretz, sheshosa ba'oretz, it's derived, originated from the earth, v'olo, then it goes up. Meluchim hain, so Rabbi Yeshua asked Rabbi Elazar Akashe, so if the water originates from the yam, so it's salty water, then t'vua g'day lo mehem, so Tvua would not grow from them. So let us see Rabbi Kevegin Gilyan Ashas. So Rashi asks that the Kasha is, how could you say the water originates from the Yam? So how could Tvua grow from it? Lo yadati l'may tzorech l'ze, v'lo kipshutoi sha'onu royim sha'einam meluchim. Why do you have to ask with such an agricultural background that salty water cannot make tvua grow such a poshet? We see that the rainwater is not salty. So Mamela, why does Rashi have to say, mein tvua g'day l'mehem? It can't be salty because that's what the Kevegas Kasha. So the Ben Yehuda says a very interesting teretz. The Ben Yehuda says that the Emerson in this machloikis of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, he says it could be that Bemison, each one is moide, that they're in the kshamim, there's a chelik of mayim atachtoinim, there's a chelik of mayim alyoinim, and the yesod of the machlekes is, but the ikel mayim of geshem is that from the yoinim before the tachtoinim. That's the yesod of machlekes. But there's zichra, he says, I feel according to Rabbi Elazar, there's some mayim el yoinim mixed up in the geshem. No, the ikir is mayim atachtayim. So he says, therefore, Rashi did not want to say that the kasha is that when we taste the water, we cannot taste the salt, because it could very well be that the mayim el yoinim, which is mixed up with the mayim atachtoinim, covers the salty taste. Is mayim olyoinim over here. So memele could be that these are very sweet, this is a very sweet water, and this is mevatel, the tam hamelach in the water. So therefore Rashi didn't want to say that the kasha is, we don't taste the salt. Could be the mayim olyoinim accomplishes it, but the kasha was a very lomdish kasha. The kasha was, but if the ik is the mayim atachtoinim, and the purpose of the mayim atachtoinim is, he says, the mayim olyoinim could cover the taste. That could be, you won't taste the salt. But mayim meluchim are not matzmiach. It's not matzmiach. So mamela, what do you gain from the kshamim? The kshamim would not be matzmiach. That was the Gemara's kasha. That's why, So the Gemara answers, that's true, it comes up Mayim Meluchim, but in the clouds alone there's a process that separates the salt from the Mayim. So Memele, so it's not a cover up, it's a separation packet. So Memele, so that's why it, that is why, the Kshamim can be Matzmiach, because the Ovim are Memasek, the separate the salt from the water. Yazaiku motola eidoi, rikiim moitzien mayim loobim. Yazaiku kimo yotzaiku, tzok lo omba yechela means pours out. And then we said that the clouds are like a sieve. Cheshchas ma'im of ishchokim ma'ovim mechashrim kloimim mishirin ha'mayim la'oret. The water goes through the clouds to the earth. Lelamdoch. Now, so the Gemara says, by understanding this, we'll see the gevaldik and the flois and the brie. Shegodol yom hakshamim ki yom shenivru boi shamayim v'oretz, just like the briya shamayim v'oretz was gvaldik echochme, shenema oise gdoilois ad ein cheker, it says by motto, that it's gdoilois ad ein cheker, it's beyond comprehension of sivat, what is the gdoilois ad ein cheker? Hanoisein motto al pnei oretz. That is the gdoilois ad ein cheker. Achsiv lo holon, alo yodato, im lo yishamato, ale kei oilom, Hashem ein chekeles vonosoi. And this is speaking about the Briya, so memele, so therefore we see that the ayayim akshomim is equivalent to yayim shenivu bo yishamayim vorets. Zog de Gemara weiter, keman oz lo hodach siv, mashke horim me ale yoysov. The Rabbeinu Shalom is mashke the mountains Meliyosa from his aliyas. From Rabbi Yochanan, Meliyosa shall HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the source of rain is coming, the source of Ashkah is coming from the aliyas of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Now this is Rabbi Yochanan's speech. We'll see, we could say a different translation in the Pasuk, but this is how Rabbi Yochanan translated. That the source of Ashkah is coming from the aliyas of the Rabbeinu Shloimeh. Keman, ke Rabbi Yeshua. So we see Rabbi Yochanan the same pshat in the Pasuk, according to Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Lezer, the Ashkah comes from the Mayim HaTachtonim. Rabbi Lezer said, no, it's no raya that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yeshua. Look, even the Salki Lahosom, since the clouds do go up, is mashkem eliyosav korelu. That means it seems that it's coming from the heavens. That means even though theoretically this is not meliyosav is a different mokim, but al kaponim it looks like it's coming meliyosav. So that's what the pasuk calls it meliyosav. The ilay teima och, he says, if not, I'll ask you a kasha. The Pasuk says, Ovok va'ofo min ha-shamayim, that the Rebbeinu will be mamtik, Ovok va'ofo min ha-shamayim. Now, Ovok va'ofo comes min ha-shamayim, heichi mashkachas lo, elok, even the midli lohosom, since this is lifted up, so memele min ha-shamayim korilei, so the Pasuk calls it, it's from shamayim, even though the source is not shamayim. But since it got elevated, so we say it's coming now down from the shamayim. Ochinamik, even the Salki Lahosam, Meliyosav Korilei, so it's called that it's coming from Meliyosav, but really the source is from the Mayim HaTachtonim. Vayim Meichen Horilei Gersinin Hochet, this pasuk was only needed on that base to say that why it's called Guras Kshomim. Rabbi Yeshua, the Oma, Mimayim Aliyonim, Rabbi Yechanan is like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yochanan, Mayim Hol Yoinim, Osa Lashminam. That's the whole Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. The Ilav Rabbi Yochanan, So how would you learn the Pasuk without Rabbi Yochanan? Ab Amin the Hachi Kama. Ma'aliyos shakodish bohu oimid bem humashka oison lamata loilam hamayim akyonis, that the Pasuk is not telling us where the water originates from. The Pasuk is telling us that Rabbeinu Shalom, who's oimid ma'aliyosov, he's mashke from there, but the source of water could very well be from akyonis. So Rabbi Yochanan said, no, that the Pasuk is telling us that the source of the water is Aliyos, Mayim Aliyonim. Let us see Taisvis. Vama Rabbi Yochanan Aliyos of Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, Keman Kab Yeshua. Perish Kab Yeshua, Dama Kol Olam Kulei, Mi Mayim Aliyonim Eim Shoysim. That the world, the source of the water, the rain is from the Mayim Aliyonim. Vikabi Leza, Ha'oma Mayim Aliyonis Hu Shoysim. Zog de Gemara weiter. Ho keman Oslo, ho da omar abchanine, koineis kaneid mehayom. The Rebbeinu Shalom brings together kaneid like a pile mehayom. Noisein be eitzoreis tohimois. So Rabchanine said pshat in posik, mi goram lo eitzoreis. What brought about that the eitzoreis, that the oitzreis of tvue she yismalu bo, they should be full of tvue, tahoimites. That means that the tahoim is the source of that the oitzer is mole tvue. So it's keman kerabbi lezer. So this is like a lezer, that the source of water, rainwater, is from the tahoim. Rabbi Yeshua said, no, the Pasuk is not the way Rabbi Chanina said, that it means speaking about the Oitzreis, she is Malubo. We're not speaking about how the Oitzreis become full of Tvur. Rabbi Yeshua, who bedriyosoi shaloilam. This Pasuk is speaking about how the Rabbeinu Shalom created the world. How he brought all the Mayim in one place. Let us see Rashi. The world was completely covered with mayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kinsan b'mokim echot, and he brought all the water in one place, kemachnis mayim b'noit. Like he brought the water into a noid, into a pitcher. And he put them in the oitzreis. To receive noisein be oitzreis tahoimeis. Samchel gvuloi va oitzeliyam. So he put the water which was all over the world, he made like an oitzer, of chel to surround the water. And the water is in this oitzer. Tano Rabbono, Eretz Yisrael Nibreis Tchilas. When the Tchilas Habriye, Eretz Yisrael was created first. That was the Tachlas Habriye, at the Mokim Amufcha Shebebriye, so Memele, Eretz Yisrael Nibreis Tchilas. V'chol ha'oilam kulay Nivro Lipsoif, And the rest of the world was created afterwards. Shenemar ad le'osa eretz v'chutzoitz. Speaking back from about the Torah, but the Torah was written before eretz was made and before chutzoitz were made. So memele, so stam eretz means eretz Yisrael, and chutzoitz means all the other lands. Agavuche, the goin in Keitzad Mevorchim says pshat in the broche, bichas hamoitzi lechem min ha'oretz, that the lechem, the koyach of lechem, the ashpo of lechem comes from Eretz Yisrael. Eretz asher b'shaloi b'miskeinus teichel bo lechem, so lesech sa'akil bo, so the unique of lechem comes from Eretz Yisrael. Boire pri ho adomo, adomo means earth. Eretz means a country, Eretz Mitzrayim, but that's if we masmechit. But Stam Eretz is Eretz Yisrael. So Amaytzi Lechem in Eretz, and here we see also from this Gemara that Stam Eretz is Eretz Yisrael. That Eretz Yisrael ad layoso Eretz mechutzos. So we see first Eretz came, which is Eretz Yisrael, and then chutzos. Kant was a sharp word from the Satmar Rebbe Zochene Levroche Al Mo Ovdo Ha'oretz Shleibilcha Bateira Tchila. They didn't call it Eretz Yisrael, they called it Medina Yisrael. Al Mo Ovdo Ha'oretz. So the shame Oretz was taken away. It seems that's the chshivis of Eretz Yisrael. Oretz, Tam Oretz. Al Koponim. Then the Gemara says further. So that wasn't the Seder HaBriya. In the Seder HaBriya, Eretz Yisrael came before Chutz La'aretz. Then, Mashke Oiso HaKadosh Baruch Hu Me'atzmoy B'chol Oilam Kuloi Al Yedei Shliach. That the Kshomim that fall in Eretz Yisrael, that's from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Kshomim that fall in Chutz La'aretz, that's Yedei Shliach. Shenema Hanoisein motor al pnei oretz. The Rabbeinu Shalom is noisein motor al pnei oretz. V'shaleach mayim al pnei chutzos. So you see, Claude, the chutzos is to a shliach. I mean, that we say ach bri, that is a sar motor. That's for chutzos. And Eretz Yisrael. That's, we had at the beginning of Masechtas Tainis, Gimel Mavteches, that the Rabbeinu Shalom does not give over. So that is the motto for Eretz Yisrael. That's Hanoisein motto al Pnei Oretz. That is from the Rabbeinu Shalom alone controls this motto. Eretz Yisrael Shoise Meik Shomim. Eretz Yisrael is Shoise Meik Shomim. That gets the Kshomim. V'chol ha'oilam kuloi mitamtzis. But the world does not get, the rest of the world does not get make shomim. The rest of the world gets tamtzis. That's the tamtzis. That's a, we'll see, that's a zeya of the kshomim. That's not make shomim. Shenema, we see hanoisein moto al pnei eretz. That's called moto, and it says further, v'sheleach mayim al pnei chutzos. So the chutzos don't get moto, they get mayim. This is moto. Eretz Yisrael sheisa tchila v'chol olam kula lebsoif, shenemar hanoisein moto al pnei oretz. And then later, that's the Seder. And then we have later also the Gabi, that they get a Tamsis. Moshe la'odom shemigabel es agvine, noitel es ha'ichel, umeiniach es ha'psoilis. The Yalkut Yishai brings down from the Eir HaChamo that he wants to say we are separating the Tamsis and the motor alone. Now, l'chayre, you look, water is one entity. How do you separate it? So he says, I'll give you a marshal of cheese. Cheese is made out of milk. So milk is also, it's one entity, it's one type of a liquid. But you see, from cheese, you can separate the milk product, and achelik becomes cheese, and then there's the psilus of the cheese. So in the milk, there's chalokim gufer. So in the rain, there's also chalokim gufer. There is moto, and then there's the tamtzis. So that's something else. That's only a byproduct of the rain. But it's not rain. That's the pasuk calls mayim. Mishiyurei tamtzis mashenisha ba'ovim. After the earth was shoises, what is left over, the tamsis, that's for the oilam. Apnei eretz, eretz Yisrael. Tchile shoises, sham yerdem akshamim tchile, kach shamati.
Sagt die Gemara weiter. Omama, me maskin ein boven. Before we arrest the kasha to Rabbi Lezer, if the source of water by rain comes from the kiones, so it should be salty. So he said, no, that you're right, that the water originates from salty water, but they become sweetened in the clouds. Minole, how do you know that this occurs? So, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, see, there's two psukim. Cheshchas mayim ovei shchokim. See, cheshchas mayim ovei shchokim. One in Tilim, one in Shmuel, both one is Chabel from David HaMelech. So the Gemara says, Shkoil Kof, take the Kof of Cheshchas, Vishodi Areish, and put it together with the Reish of Cheshchas, the Kori Bei Chechshoras. I think the Marsho says that really we should read Chechshoras. That means that Hechshoras Mayim, what is Machshir, the Mayim, that makes it from Mayim Eluchim to Mayim Esukim, Ove Shchokim. This is accomplished through the clouds. The clouds are Machshir, the Mayim. So even though here it says a Ches, and really it should be, but a Ches and a Hey are from the Oisiyei Sagorim, they come from the same source, so sometimes it's Neschala, Faches, and Hey, but really it's as if it would say, Hechshoras Mayim is obvious. This is very good, this Pasuk is very good according to Rabbi Lezer. So the Pasuk is telling us, this is the process that is Machshir, the Mayim Meluchim, to make it Mayim Mesukim, through the Ovim. Rabbi Yeshua Bahani Kroi my Dorishpu. What does Rabbi Yeshua do with these psukim? This is a problem. Rabbi Yeshua holds that the source of the rainwater is Maimol Yoinim. If it's Maimol Yoinim, so you don't need to be Machshir the Mayim. Sovelo kiho dechi osa rabdimi oma omri bemarove. In Eretz Yisrael, they said as follows. Noher anani, if the ananim are light, they're not dark, they're not a dark color. Ze'irin moyi, so the water in them is not too much. Choshuch anani, sagyin moyi. If they're dark, so that means there's a lot of water in them. So that's in so the whole drosha we learn out, cheshchas mayim is telling us that the, as we heard before, that the cheshchas mayim ovei shchokim, that the water goes through the clouds, and it's like a sieve. So the cheshchas mayim of cloud wasn't the problem. The whole problem is the cheshchas mayim. So this pasuk cheshchas mayim is coming to tell us this yesod, that if it's cheshchas, then there's mayim. If it's not, there's a lot of mayim. If it's not cheshchas, there's not a lot of mayim. So the two psukim are telling us two distinct facts, and one is no shaykhus with the other. Let us see what Rashi says. Cheshchas mayim v'cheshchas mayim. Shnei mikroi saying, chad betilim v'chad b'shmul v'yidav v'dovid. Hori gasinim. Shokul Chof Vishodi Aresh. Kloima. Kach Kof Shebemilash Cheshchas. Vitzolfoi im Milas Cheshchas. Vekori Bei Chechshoras. Shememaskin Umachshirin Boovin. That the clouds are masakin the water. Choshoch Hanoni Sagiyem Emoi. Vaine Dersiv Cheshchas Mai. Noir anonik she'onon kolish zirin meimoi. U'mechlal, so where do we know this? U'mechlal choshuch sagi, we know this from this posik. If the posik says, when it's choshuch, when the dark, it's sagiim, that there's a lot of water, atalomei, avul noir zirin. V'cheshras loshen hashore, that the water goes through. K'moy ein shoynem v'yoy. This is a... Yalkut Yishai asks, ein shoynem v'yoy does not mean the water goes. Shoynem means to soak. This marshal is very unclear. K'dosh l'Rabbi Shulel, there was cheshas, the marshal is like a sieve that it went through. Aber cheshchas m'voy l'ilohochi l'ohochi. Cheshchas is coming to tell us these two facts, that if it's choshuch, there's a lot of water. Not choshuch, there's a little water. Look at the Gemara weiter. Keman oz lohodesanye, mayim ol yoinim b'maymer heim pluyim. The mayim ol yoinim, nothing is holding them up. The maymer Hashem, they're there without anything supporting them. Upeiriseyim, and the peiris that come from these mayim ol yoinim make shom. Shenema mi pri maisecho tizba ha'oretz. So fakert, that's very good. If it's the mayim ol yoinim, keman kam Yeshua. Fakert, so the make shomim is peiris that come out from the mayim ol yoinim. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, b'maymer hein tluyim, einon nochais al shum dovo. The mayim ol yoinim do not rest on anything. Ela muchunosais ba'oimdais. They're together, kimin brecho, like a stream or a pool. Utluyais b'mamorish al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're there. What's holding them up? Mamorish al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Upeireiseyem, and from these mayim ol yoinim originate, make shomim. Mishum lishne dekho noch ketoch, what's in Peirisei? Mishum dechsiv mi pri maisecho tizba ha'oretz. U Peiriseiem, so this is kloimer mi zeyas ha'mayim. The zeya that comes out from the mayim ol yoinim, so from this zeya originates make shomim. I think the Yalkut Yishai brings down that the Zeya comes because the Rekia is Shel Eish, so that makes a Zeya from the Mayim Ol Yoinim. But She'ein Nechsorim Klum, but the Mayim Ol Yoinim does not lose anything because of the Zeya. Kedachsiv Peleg Elekim Molei Mayim. This mocking of the Mayim Ol Yoinim is always full. Kol Sho V'Sho. V'akeren kayemes u'peiriseyim make shomim chayim apurish bebreishis rab. So this bereise is icha reich of Yeshua. The bereise says klo, mayim al yoinim b'mayim ahim kluyim u'peiriseyim make shomim. So it says klo that the make shomim are peiris from the mayim ol yoinim. He says, pshat and posim, mipri maisecho tizba ha'oretz. Keman krem Yeshua, v'rabbelezer. So the problem is, what does Rabbelezer do with the posik? I mean, b'chayla kam de baraisa, what does he do with the posik? Mipri maisecho tizba ha'oretz. Ahu b'maise yodov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu d'chsiv. So Dachsim the Mashah says, Mipri Maisecha, and if rain comes from the Mayim Atachtoinim, so it's also Maisei Hashem. Is Mipri Maisecha Tizba Ha'oretz is going in the Mayim Atachtoinim. Does it have to be in the Mayim Ol Yoinim? It could go in the Mayim Atachtoinim. Oma Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kol Ha'olam Kuloi, Mitamtzis Gan Eden Hushoise. The world, it derives rain from the tamsis of Gan Eden. That means, Shenema v'nar yoytze mi'edim, anor is yoytze mi'edim, and tonem mi'tamsis, beisku shoyse talka. Talka v'strei v'kav ayni chatzi so. That means we'll see that the Gan Eden is 60 times the size of the world. So from a base cool, which is 30 saw, you could have a tamtzis of half a saw. That's 1/60th. ונער יוצא מעדים, סימילה דובו, שגן עדן שויסה מן הגשומם תחילה. I mean, the נער comes and is משקה גן עדן. כסיב נער יוצא מן עדם להשקה סס הגון. So that is not a tamsis, that is a direct source, and from Gan Eden comes the Tamsis to the world. Tanami Tamsis base cool, kli shemashkin b'meimov base cool, a keli which is large enough to be mashkit irrigated base cool. Yechila mahashkis b'tamtzis so yishir zriyas talkiv. So, a mokim di kibi zereya half a so, shu echad mishishim be beisku. Bochinami oilom echad mishishim be gan eden. The world is 1/60th of gan eden. Vidailoi betamtsis o anonim hamashkim esagan. That the kan lifnei kol oilom kulei kaiden legan. That means the gan is 60 times as much as the oilam, and the eden is 60 times as much as the gan. But al kaponim anegir lono, so he's explaining why the tamtzis is sufficient for the world, because since the gan is 60 times as much, so from a 60, the tamtzis, 1/60th of a tamtzis, 1/60th could be a tamtzis which is sufficient. Tano Rabbonim, Eretz Mitzrayim avedalad meis pals avedalad meis pals. U'echod mishishim b'kush, and this is 1/60th of kush. B'kush echod mishishim ba'olam. Kush is 1/60th of the world. Ba'olam echod mishishim b'gan. B'gan echod mishishim la'eden. Gan is 1/60th of Eden. The Eden echad misamach legehenim. And Eden is 1/60th of Gehenim. Nimtza kol ha'olam kulay. The whole world, the world which is a 60th of the Gan. The Gan is a 60th of Eden. And Eden is a 60th of Gehenim. So it will compare the size of the world to the Gehenim, it's nimtza kol oilam kulei kekisui kedeira legehenim. That means the whole world alone would be relatively like a covering of a pot. That means in size. If I'm not mistaken, the Chofetz Chaim heard the two people speaking together. They were either speaking Lashon Hara and thus. So one said to the other, no, we'll burn together. So the Chofetz Chaim said, you're making a mistake. You won't burn together. The Gehenim, we hear if you're the sizes of the Gehenim, if you see the whole world, and the Gehenim, some amela, it's each one has enough place for himself. It's not together. V'yesh oimrim Gehenim ein lo shir. V'yesh oimrim Eden ein lo shir. So others say pshat that means that till now we were learning that everything works with a cheshbon. This is 1/60th of this, and this is 1/60th of this. And what Mandyama says that no, genem ein lo shir. It's more than 60 times of Eden. V'yesh Eden ein lo shir. Eden is more than 60 times of Gan. Rashi nimtza kol oilam kekisei kedeira hakotn, which is kenegadagde, which is much smaller than the pot. Zogt de Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Yishaya maydech siv sheichant al mayim rabbi. This is a pasuk is speaking about bovel. Now you are resting on a lot of water. Rabas eitzoris. So therefore, you have a lot of eitzoris. That means that a lot of tvue grows in Bovel because you're a very watery country. Sheikhan tamayim rab. Migoram lebovo shi oitzreiseo meleyes bo, why is rabas oitzores? Habi oimim neisha sheichenes omaim rab. Oma rab atire bovo, that bovo is wealthy, dechatzto beloy mitro, they could be kaitse de tfuwe without rain. That means, since the earth alone is very moish, sheichant omaim rabim, so Memele, that's why Rabba say Tzores. Omar Rabbein, Nakitinon Tuvani V'loi Yuvshani. Let us see Rashi. Sheikhant al Mayim Rabim Rabba say Tzores. So Rashi brings down Boki Tzecho Amas Bitzach. The Mashal wants to say, the Pusik is not advertising the Milus of Bovel. You have to see the end of the Pusik. The Pusik is saying that this is going to come to an end, that Bokitzech is one Amas Bitzech, that means this, Amas Bitzech, that means that till now it was very watery, Amas Aloshin, the canal, and Bitzech, Bitzeh Amayim, but the end is going to come, that eventually, so that was the peronius that the Novi is saying to Bovel, Sheikhant Amayim Rabim Rabas Eitzores, but that will not remain. Bokitzech Amas Bitzech. This situation will change and end. Sherabu Eitzreisel Shekonu Oisher. Mayim Rabim Shemashkim, so they say him, the Bovel Amukim Mikola Rotzeis, Ukshomim Metaftafim Beyerdim Shom. Atira Bovel, Ashiri Bovel, Shekoitzrim Botvu Boloimotor, Sheinetzrichel Ukshomim, it is not dependent on rain. The Ketin and the Hochi, what's the Pov? Hochiu, the Chatz the Bovel Boloi Mitro, that they can be kaitzer the tvua without rain. The tuvani imokim mitzula urikak v'loy yevshani she'eino yevesha. It's moist and it's not dry. Taisves kori be chachshoras peiris hatel achof. In cheshras, v'shodi im cheshras, v'yil cheshoras, kloyme shamayim, ba'anonim, miskashrem. It gets processed there, shanonim shoysim, lipsoif, shanonim shoysim, lipsoif, heimim maskim ba'ovim. What the clouds, drop, so that eventually they become mosik. Tuvani v'lo yivshani pesh mutiv, Lies be'oret shehi lacho mikshehi yevesha. Preferable to have such a land. Zok the Gemara weiter, zok the Mishnah. Begimel b'machesh v'en shaylem esakshomim. Now the time of Akoshes b'sein talamoto is Gimel b'machesh. Am gemlil oimer b'shiva boy. 7 days in machesh v'en. Test of Yom Acher Achag, which is 15 days after Sukkot, Kadei Shegiya Achin Shabi Yisrael and Har Pros. We're not Mevakish, we're not Shail for Kshomim till those who are in the regal have time to get back to Pros, to leave Eretz Yisrael. Bishloishim Rashi, Bishloishim Acheshvin Shailim, Sakshomir Bli Loimer Bishiva Boy, Betes of Yom Acher Achag. Kloima b'shiva machesh v'nuhites tesbo v'acharachak. Kdei shiyagiyo ha'achin kloima koidim b'yas mayim l'nar pros shurochik yaisa. Omar abaloza halochik ham gamliel. We pass called gamliel that's the zman of shaylish kshomin. Tanya chananya oima u'begoylo at shishim b'tkufe. And the goyle, so then, the first time of Shaila is 60 days after the Tkufa. That is, we are Shoyal. Omer Avuna Bachia Meshmul Aloche Kechananya. Amy. That's when we're Shoyal. בור מיני משמור מאמס מתקרינה בסנט הלמוטה, זה יש שמור, when you say בסנט הלמוטה, אמר להו, זה גייב a very interesting משל, מחימאי לי ציבי לבית טובס רישבה. There was a person, his name was Tavus, he was a hunter by profession, so he says, when you see they bringing in the wood into the Oitza, that's a siman that it's going to rain now, that's the rainy season. So when they bring it in, that's the zman you should say the same talamoto. So we see here he said once the shir is 60 days after the tkufa, here he says it's another shir. So the mara says, dilma idi v'idi chach yuru. Maybe both are the same shir. Rashi ubegoyla shishim ubegoyla in shaylam at shishim betkufim. Why? Lefi shuhumokim nomuch. We'll see goyla really means bovel. Vein tzrichin mota kol kach. So it's not necessary that it should rain earlier. So memeila. So therefore we shayl them. Vechi maili tzivi when they bring in the wood lebei to the house of Tobas Rishbe. בישור שמכניסים עצל או עצל לצריכם עסק שומים, שכן היו נויגים לפי שהיוגנים שזמן שומים הוא משום וילך, זה נו, from then and further it's going to rain, ויחילים לך את העצם ביער, so then they brought in the עצם to the עצר, רישבץ הידויפס, כמו היה עם פרשן, רישבן ליוינים, טוב או שם עודם, this is a person, who was a hunter by profession. זוכתי גמור הוויתר, יבואי לו, Yoim Shishim Kelifne Shishim. Now, we said 60 days after the Tkufa. Now, what is the 60th day? Is that Kelifne Shishim? Is that is like it's still in the, before the Tkufa? Or Kelacha Shishim? That means that you have to start saying the same Talamoto by the 60th day. Toshma Rav Omer Yoim Shishim Kelacha Shishim. That means you have to start saying by the 60th day. Shmuloma yem shishim kalifne shishim. That you start saying after the 60th day. Amarav Nachman, if you want to remember the machlokes, who holds what? Amarav Nachman Yitzchak v'simonech iloi bo mayim. Those who are on a higher level need water. So that means Rav was in Yisodin Eretz Yisodike. So therefore, they need water. So therefore, that's why he holds that the Yom Shishim Kalacha Shishim, so the day before that you have to be mispallel for water. Tatoi loibo maye, Shmuel was more or less a bubble dicker, so that's why he stripped it off another day. Amara pope ilchasa Yom Shishim Kalacha Shishim, means we're paskening like Rav, that the 60th day we're already shoyel the same talamoto. Let us see Rashi.
The rain doesn't stay there too much. He was in Yisodin Eretz Yisrael, Dikev Eretz Yisrael Gvoyim, Mekol Arotz, Mishimocha Omar. You want to remember Kalach HaShishim. That means the Mokim Gvoyim needs rain earlier. So Rav was the one that said you have to be Mispalo, the Yom Shishim. Over Bovel, the Goyle, Kedemim Vama, Mechios Rav Lobov, Eretz Yisrael Gvoyim, Mekol Arotz, Mishimocha Omar, Kalach HaShishim. בבובל וגוילה מיתר שאין צריך לגשמים, ובבובל וגוילה מיתר שאין צריך לגשמים, שאין מעט סמך לתקופס תשרי. וכן אונו נויגים, and that's our minig, שכל מנהגנו אחר בני בובל. And that's how we feel there, that like the בני בובל. So באמסן, I just like to mention this, גבלדקה האורה, that ראש asks, Rosh asks that Rashi says that our minig is like that. That we show you that is our minig taka. V'toma ani the Rosh in Seif Simin Dalet at the end
He says, "V'toma ani lama anu neigin kivne geila b'ha." Nehede shasha lanu babli. Mikomakam, even though that the shasha the shas dover hatoli ba'oret lama nine kemoisam, something which depends on the land alone. Why should we be noig like them? In the bubble, hoisa metzulas mayim. If bubble was swampy, loy hoisa tzricha le mayim. Kol arotze tzricha mayim be macheshvin. But all the other lands need mayim in macheshvin. So memele lome na acher hashayle at shishim litkufis. So why should we wait? Because bubble waited. That's it. We should wait. Bubble, there was the reason why bubble waited. Because bubble did not need rain. Vadova Yudua, im lehoya moto yere that shishim utkufa, he says in our lands, he says if it won't rain to shishim utkufa, hoyezera ovat, so whatever was planted would get ruined. Voloma lehinasa kimishna seinu, but pubinchi arisisha shalem esakshami mamacheshvin, v'yosha ma'oid beinai, that is the kasha that the Rosh asked. A good kasha, but lemaisa lalocha, we don't paskin like the Rosh, we paskin like Hashim.